Lights, camera, Hollywood, you are tuned into the Bella Beauty Podcast. I am your host, Nikitra Barard, the Belle of Beauty. What's up? What's popping? Y'all, I got so much that I want to say. It's been about a week since I uploaded to the Bella Beauty Podcast. Girl, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. The weather is so cold and icy outside. I find myself trying to push myself to do the things that I set out to do, to like shift gears, to like move on to the next level. Because to be honest with you, the past 2-3 years have been like that. Like, that's how I've been feeling about life. But I have been working on some things behind the scenes that I have not announced, that I have not told you guys. So it kind of sort of feels like things are not changing, or it may seem like I'm not doing anything, but that's because I'm not telling you all of the juicy details. You have to become a member of the Bella Beauty monthly membership in order to get the tea, girl. Yeah, I do have some wonderful things going on. Pluto is moving into the sign of Aquarius. Some of you guys know that I have been studying astrology intensely for the past couple years. And I'm excited about this transit because I am an Aquarius sun sign. And to me, it's like, yes, I need this shift. Yes, I need this change, because Pluto is a planet of power and transformation. It will be in the sign of Aquarius for 150 days this year, 2024. And then it'll move into the sign of Capricorn around September, October, later on this year, before it totally moves into Aquarius for the next 20 years. So there's going to be lots of things happening on the external world as well as in the personal world, especially if you are an Aquarius or if you have Aquarius placements in your natal birth chart. Woohoo, woohoo. I know y'all have been feeling it because I have been feeling it. So there's going to be, you know, lots of changes happening, which excites me because I'm like, I am so done with some of the things that have been getting on my nerves. I'm so done with low vibrational shit that just like don't make any sense to me, girl. And let me tell you, like, okay, so I'm listening to some Afrobeats music just so I can like heat things up, you know, try to like pump myself up, like get into another energy, like stop being like in a bad mood or like down about life and stuff, because there's so many wonderful things that are like that are about to happen, that are about to come into your life, many blessings, many miracles, okay? So let me turn the music up a little bit just to help pump you up, get you out of bed, get your makeup done, put on a cute outfit, get your hair done. My birthday is coming up. This is party vibes, dance vibes that I have been feeling. So many reasons to be happy, so many things to give your attention to that are good for you, okay? So hopefully the music is not too distracting, but I like to play music on the podcast because I be live streaming from my social media platforms, Instagram at BellaBeauty_, and can't always play music because they'll take the video down or whatnot. So it's one of the perks that you have by being a member. We get to have fun, okay? We get to do what we want. We have the freedom to be, do, and have whatever it is that we desire. And let me tell you, I did write out another episode that I'm probably just going to read it. But y'all, it's like freezing where I am. I'm like cold right now, so I feel like it won't come off very natural. Like it's gonna be like monotone because, like I said, I'm trying to like push myself into another energy. Like for the past 2, 3 years, girl, I feel like I have been like going through it. I feel like I have been like down, girl. Like no money, no energy, no lust for life, and I'm trying to like get back into this. I want to say better place, but it's gonna be totally different. It's something brand new. So, I wrote this like probably a week ago. I don't even remember what I was talking about. So this is gonna be a surprise to both of us. All right. It says, it's officially 2024. You have got to find it somewhere within you to get on your motherfucking shit, sis. It's now or never. If you don't do it, then it won't get done. It's time to make a run for all that you wish and dream for. All right. Hello, beauties. What's good? Queen Nikitra coming to you with a pep talk. I wanted to give a pep talk. Here I am, praying for my little sister's garage, boosting myself up to change my life, boosting myself that I could turn things around for the better. And I'm like, I bet that there's other ladies out there that's probably sleeping on themselves that say that they want to do this, they want to do that, they want to go here. There, but it's just wishful thinking. Well, I hope to light a fire under you this winter season to go for the things that you really and truly want. Get from under the covers, get out of the house, get organized, get your plans together, take action towards what you want to do. I have been healing from a heartbreak. I have been grieving from the loss of material items to the point that I don't even want the same things anymore. I don't feel like the same person anymore. I'm ready to break out of this hermit crab shell and do something totally different. I'm ready to break out of the caterpillar chrysalis, spread my wings, and fly like a butterfly. The transformation is happening each and every day. I have to take steps and make moves in order to make some shit happen. Gotta get out of my comfort zone. Maybe you have to get so pissed off at yourself that you actually put effort into whatever you're creating, or just be so moved and so inspired that you're practically delusional about bringing your dreams into a reality. Manifesting wildest dreams sound like a good motto for this year. I have been through heartache, the sadness, the sorrow, the loss. I have been letting go so much that I'm damn near putting myself in dire situations. It could be survival mode, I don't know, but it's time that I shift gears, make some new moves, head in a different direction, shine my light, God damn it. It is time for you to stop sleeping on yourself too. I was in my feelings, healing, healing, healing. That at some point you finally get over that thing that was bothering you. You realize that it was just an excuse to be out of alignment with the core of who you truly are, and that is an ever-evolving goddess. That's who you are. Turning into a goddess. With power and magic that you can use to not only change your circumstances, but empower those that need your gifts and light to awaken to their power. You see where this is going? Don't hold back on yourself. Boldly step out into the unknown. The universe will meet you, will provide and support. The right people will come along, things will happen in divine timing. It's really all up to you if you allow it to happen for yourself. As we become adults, the magic, the imagination, and dream is practically ripped out of you. Some of us are thrown into seriousness and told to be realistic about life. That the mundane and ordinary just become normal to most people. But let me tell you, some kind of way, I have fell into another world where there are a small few who are living wildly successful lives. I have seen glimpses of it, okay? And that is enough to get me off of my knees of healing and praying, healing, to be completely healed, and basically get off my ass. Okay, some people say you can't be completely healed, but I think I want to disagree with that because, girl, I do not want to be 60, 70, 80 years old still talking about mommy daddy issues. Okay, so at some point, you got to get over some shit. I have done enough sulking and crying. I have built up enough strength that it is time to flex a little bit. Girl, I want to flex. I want to flex. What you're doing might not be working anymore because you're done. You're finished. You have outgrown that space. And that is okay. That's what the cycles of life will teach you when it's time to move on. And let me tell you what got me. Somebody called me out on my shit. It was a younger person too. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm good. I'm doing what I need to be doing. And smack. Somebody somewhere is outdoing you, bitch. This is not to compare yourself, not at all, but just to get you on your toes about how you do life. I went through the heartbreak, the loss, okay? But what else is next? This can't be it. I know I can do better. I know there's something more because I can feel it. No, I don't wake up in Wonderland of flying fairies every day. But I would like some excitement in my life. You know, I want to live on purpose. I don't want to be lollygagging, fiddle-faddle. This is my life that we are talking about. You got to find it within yourself to simply tell a different story to turn your life around. That's what I have been doing. Challenge the status quo. Old and outdated has served this purpose. You know it. That is not working anymore. Goodbye to the old me. Time to step into what is fresh and new. Allow the transformation to occur. And let me tell you another thing that sparked me. I listened to a podcast about femininity and how this woman embraced her feminine self to build a multiple million-dollar online business, helping other women earn money and change their life. It got me because I know that I was not giving my all, not giving my best, not playing offense, but keeping it safe and being realistic. Basic. Not really, and fully enjoying my life. And I have had moments and periods where I did not like myself. I did not like my life or the way that I saw the world. And in that same manner, I also have the ability to focus on what I do like. The unwanted and the dislikes are exactly what gives birth to what it is that we do want. And it won't be long before you are standing in a new place. And then you get to observe the power you truly have to be the co-creator of your life. I have done it before without knowing the inner workings of the universal laws. So this time around, I can be intentional and more specific about the details of my desires, regardless of what anyone is living. I don't have to be afraid of what others' opinions are. Are they living the life? Yeah, you have to ask yourself, are they living the life that you want to live? Or are they playing it small? Because they're waiting on somebody like you to show them something spectacular. I have heard of some statistics about how humans are taking from the earth and ruining rainforests, extracting resources, but not giving back. It's real sad that this planet is probably better off without humans, but we are the ones who need her. This is bigger than me. The world can use more love and light, but you gotta shine, sis. In whatever way you feel called to, big or small. We need you. Your gifts, your talents, your ideas, your energy, your presence is needed. And not everybody's going to answer the call. Will it be you? That is my pep talk. If you like it, if you want more, then join the Beauty Coaching and Consulting Program. It is a monthly membership that also gives access to exclusive content that is not made public. It's not on social media. You only hear on the Bella Beauty Podcast. All you have to do is click subscribe and you are in. Members also are the first to receive any digital products and services that I put on the market, like my ebooks, classes, and virtual events. Those are the perks. And since the podcast is getting more attention, I may launch a new package or present a higher ticket item to give more value and time with beauties who want to invest in themselves. The world of coaching and consulting is growing dramatically. With the ability to host Zoom calls and charge for your experience, your knowledge, your wisdom, utilizing modern day technology, this really fascinates me. It excites me because it is changing the way that we do work. It's happening so fast that you may be missing out on a movement that can position you to be on the receiving end of the greatest transfer of wealth. Do you want to be a part of that? Do you want in? Well, type hell yes in the comments and get your ass to work. It's no excuses to not be, do, or have what you want. We got all of these apps and platforms and channels to broadcast to millions and billions of people. Whatever it is that you want to showcase, whatever product or service that you want to sell, but why are you not doing it? Why you give your job more effort and energy than you do in your own online business? What lies have you been telling yourself? What excuses can you throw away now? You don't have to cheat or scam your way to the top either. You can be quirky, unique, authentic, and still win. As a matter of fact, that is the future of business. That is the future of business models, to be honest and transparent. Technology reveals all the data and analytics that we could use to our advantage, and some people are already ahead of the game on NFTs, the blockchain, digital currency, etc. Tell me, what is holding you back? You don't want to hurt nobody else's feelings, so are you staying small? Are you going to stay broke? So you don't want to upset anybody? Like, are these the things that are holding you back? To hell with that. You are a grown woman now, so move like it. The divine feminine has been hidden in the dark for long enough, and it is time to unleash her for the world. And actually, it hurts without her. A woman is not to work like a man. The days of hustling, struggling, and grinding are getting left behind in the old paradigm as well. There's natural rhythms and cycles to money, to business, to you that you can align with for your benefit. Some don't want you to know your power, sis, and that's why it has been so hard on you. They want you to be controllable, little slaves, worker bees for their gain. Well, you can break out of that matrix. I have been causing hell for those around me because I choose not to settle. And once they see the glitter and the gold dripping, then that's when they want to be a part of what I got. Then they're going to want free rides in the G-Wagon, but don't want to pay the price of beauty. I am cutthroat because I am tired of the lies, the secrets, the illusion. It ain't working on me anymore. I am building an empire of beauties and feminine goddesses to take over. Do you hear me? Now is the time. So pick your head up, put your crown on, because we got shit to do. All right, that is the message that I wanted to give to you for today. I need to figure out what I'm going to title it because, girl, like I said, I wrote this a couple weeks ago and I'm just not recording it. So Tell me what you think of this episode. Do you like it? How is your winter season going? I was just talking to my nephew about, I'm in Houston, Texas, so they got the rodeo coming up. It's going to start next month in February. I was also looking at Mardi Gras. It's Fat Tuesday is going to be on February 13th. It's going to be here before you know it. So make sure that you're following the Bella Beauty Podcast so that you can stay tuned, connected, see what's up, see what's popping. Shop, support, and subscribe. Thank you guys for tuning in. Mwah.